I am so encouraged, Barbara, when I read John chapter 14. And Jesus was saying at one point, it's good that I go away because I'm going to send you the helper that will always be with you.
Yes.
But then he said, I'm going to send you the Spirit of Truth who will guide you and lead you into all truth and even tell you of things to come. You know, in our Tuesday night meeting, I mentioned to the people, there's no reason for you to get blindsided. The Holy Spirit can warn you about things that are coming down, you know, on your head or coming toward you. He can see into the future.
Yeah.
So here we're talking about the Spirit of Truth, John 14, verse 16 through 17. He's also called the Helper, the Holy Spirit.
Yes, I am profoundly moved at times when I realize the love that Father God has for each and every one of us, that he would send such a helper, and that Jesus would go, he would leave his friends and go so that that helper could come. And Darren, I am moved when I think of his love for us. I remember one Tuesday night as I was leading choruses, it's like Holy Spirit was encouraging me. I want you to have them wrap their arms around themselves because I love them so much. I want them to feel arms around them. I want them to feel like it's my arms, because one day he will have his arms around us and we can feel it when we're in heaven. But right now, we are encouraged to do that. And I remember singing, oh, how he loves me, oh, how he loves you, oh, how he loves you and me. And seeing as the group was doing that, were wrapping their arms around themselves, and the tears were flowing because they realized that Holy Spirit loves them so much, and Father God loves you so much today. He wants to tell you that he has sent this helper to love you and to take care of you and encourage you. And not only keep you from the enemy, I don't want to emphasize that so much as the love that he has for you, that he's pouring out and overflowing you. I hope today as you listen to this tape, you can feel the overflowing of Holy Spirit like honey, just thick honey, and staying on you all day today, just being alive in you today, that Holy Spirit does love you, and he's come alongside you to be your helper. Yes, to be your helper. That's what he's come for.
Well, I like verse 21 of John 14. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me shall be loved by my Father. I will love him and will disclose myself to him. Sometimes we need a disclosure. Holy Spirit, who are you? Jesus, who are you? Where are you? I want to know about my relationship. I want to know about my spatial relationship here in terms of where you are. And, you know, Holy Spirit is referred to in Scripture as the divine paraclete, that good friend that comes along and he's standing right next to you. And I think about what the prophet said in the Old Testament. They were speaking from the Lord in front of the Lord in front of whom I stand. You know, they were saying things like that. We need to have an intimate relationship with the Lord, and I believe we developed that by working through words and concepts and saying, Jesus, you're just right here.
That's
and
right.
As you had the class do the other night, which was so neat, is just put your arms around yourself and hug yourself. And just, in fact, it reminds me of a letter I got from a young lady that I prayed for in North Dakota. And after I came back from the meeting doing the seminar, she wrote me a letter and she said, Darren, those were not, you know, I hugged this gal because she'd had two abortions. She was just broken. She said, those were not your arms. They were the arms of Jesus around me.
Yes.
Well, that's what we really need to see and feel and perceive.
That's right.
That Jesus is right here to love on us through Holy Spirit. I just think that's profound.
Yes, praise the Lord. So God has brought the Spirit of Truth to tell you that the lies are not to be believed. Satan is going to come to you with lies because he is the father of lies, as Jesus said in the book of John. He's the father of lies, and he will tell you all kinds of things. He will try to lead you into deception, but don't listen to him. You are a child of the Most High God, and I love that scripture you give to our group on Tuesday night every once in a while, Darren, from 1 John 3:1. Behold what manner of love the Father has, and you use the word lavished, as it says in some translations, upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Praise the Lord. So we see here the Spirit of Truth prevailing. And in 1 John 4:6, there's a scripture that says, we are from God, and he who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So we know that we must test those spirits to see if they are from God or to see if they are from the devil, because there is a spirit of error out there also. But the truth of it is that the spirit of truth will always lead you into truth.
And it also said in 1 John 5:7, it is the spirit who bears witness, because the spirit is the truth.
Oh, praise God.
Now, if you're struggling with having a sense that God is with you, why don't you ask Holy Spirit to just bear witness with you? Now, let me tell you, He knows exactly how you learn, exactly how you perceive, exactly how you communicate. Now, it's going to be different with me probably than with you or with Barbara. So ask the Holy Spirit to bear witness with you that you really are a child of God, that you're on the right track. I mean, that's so important, that there's no sin in your life. And if there is sin, confess it and get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask Holy Spirit, just be intimate with me, just bear witness with me here that I'm on the right track, that I have a relationship with you, that I'm okay, and He'll come right through for you.
That's right. And as we read in John 4, that we worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So remember, those two things are always evident in our worship of God, and that's spirit, and it's also truth, spirit of truth. The next
now,
one.
Now, just a minute. I want to say this to you folks. That's going to involve words. Words are spirit. You say, well, how in the world can I worship Him in spirit? Where's my spirit? Where's His spirit? How do I communicate? You do that through intentions of your heart, meditations of your heart, formulated in words that you speak out of your mouth. That's how you worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Well, I must admit, sometimes, Darren, though, I am completely taken over by nonverbal worship of the Lord. And it's like the groanings from deep within come, but they don't come out in words that I can form in a vocabulary kind of a word. In fact, I love that song by Lanny Wolf that says, He's more than wonderful. It's like sometimes I can't even express in English or in any other language can we express how wonderful He really is. So I agree with you that it does. Right. We can verbalize, but there are other times I can't.
Well, that's where your prayer language also comes into effect. You can stop and just pray in the Spirit.
Yes.
And you say, all those words, I just don't understand them. Ask the Lord. Ask Holy Spirit to give you an interpretation. Here we are working in the Spirit again. And folks, I got to say this. The spirit world belongs to us, not to the rotten devil and his bunch. Some of you just been freaked out because when they say the word principality, I mean, you get all spooked. That spirit world is for us. Don't let the devil steal it from you.
Amen. That's so good. Well, the next one is spirit of holiness. And it comes from Romans 1:4. And He was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. Wow, what power, what dunamis, what dynamite when He was raised. According to the spirit of holiness. Now, these are all capital S's. Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith. Now, Darren, I really believe that faith, we cannot have faith on our own. We know that faith comes from hearing the Word, but the hearing of the Word comes by spirits. And I believe the spirit of holiness is a great spirit that comes and brings us faith that we need. That holiness, and it says it in the same verse here in Romans 1:4, that spirit of holiness must be present to bring about the obedience of faith. I believe it's very important to
know
that.
I think the spirit of wisdom also teaches us. Out of the spirit of wisdom comes teaching, and out of that teaching will come faith.
Yes.
Faith comes out of a knowledgeable relationship here with the Lord. But I can't remember, I hate to say this, but I can't remember that reference for that scripture that says, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Where is that?
It's Romans 8:11.
Romans 8:11. I'm going to find that. I want to read that right now because that is so powerful. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Well, what a powerful concept.
Well, it's dynamite again. I mean, the power of that spirit dwelling in us, that's dunamis. It's just like taking a keg of dynamite and blasting it off.
Well, here's what it says. If the same spirit of Him, or if the spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His spirit who indwells you. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be sick to cash in on this.
That's right.
Some of you could be depressed. Some of you could be just in a firefight with the devil. Well, get that scripture out, Romans 8:11. The same spirit, devil, that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. So you don't have a chance with me.
That's right.
I have the